Buy you a drink?
George is having problems facing the facts.
Okay, maybe next time.
Fact is, more dating, more romances, more marriages begin online at places like Cupid.com than ever before. Fact, at Cupid.com, we make it easier for you to meet people. We have a huge database with all kinds of people in your area looking to meet people like you. It's kind of like being in a stadium full of people that want to meet you. That you could chat with one-on-one. Fact, you can join for free. You can even download an app to your mobile phone, log on through Facebook, chat endlessly using as many different high-tech ways as you want. And if you'd like to arrange a first date, you can meet in a bar.
Buy a drink?
Or not. Are you looking for love? It all starts with dating. And fact is, more and more people are finding out every day that dating is even easier online with Cupid.com.
The 49ers are back, and you will hear all three in regular season action here on 1270 The Buzz. Will Coach Harbaugh make a difference? How will our Wolfpack connection, Colin Kaepernick, do against the NFL's best? The Buzz is your 49ers football connection, with Ted Robinson doing play-by-play. You won't miss one exciting moment. Brought to you by Bill Pierce Motors BMW, Las Trojes Mexican Restaurant, DaVita Dialysis, Sierra Freightliner, Sterling and Western Star, and your local neighborhood Bully Sports Bar and Grill, right here on 1270 The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Hello and welcome back to Broadview. You know, we were looking at the news there and we saw that there was another plane crash in Virginia.
What do you mean?
Plane crashes, yep, at another air show in West Virginia.
Good grief.
Wow. It was a T, let me see here. It was a T-28, he's moving while I'm looking, T-28 military training aircraft.
Who's moving?
Crashed at the Thunder Over the Blue Ridge Air Show. And he was killed.
So not a good weekend for air shows.
Not a good weekend for air shows. Wow, that's just... Man. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know what your subject is, so...
This is J.P. Travis, and this is my moment of common sense. As we all know, yesterday at about 4:30 in the afternoon, there was a horrific crash at the Reno Air Races. Pilot Jimmy Leeward had some kind of malfunction and crashed in front of the box seats, injuring scores of spectators, some of them critically. 8 spectators are dead, as well as Jimmy Leeward himself. That's twice in 2 weeks that the Reno area has made worldwide news with man-made disasters. First the IHOP shooting south of town in Carson City, now this, just north of town instead. Northwest Nevada is not exactly New York City or Afghanistan, so this kind of mayhem is unusual, to say the least. Everybody in town is a little bit stunned and wondering about the run of bad luck. Emotions are still raw about what happened yesterday, and the primary interest of decent people at this point should be help and sympathy for Jimmy Leeward, the injured spectators, and their friends and relatives. People are grieving all over town, all over the world. I wish we could leave it at that for a few days, but it's the nature of modern society to immediately start self-flagellating, pointing fingers, and demanding answers. Last night on the news, I saw the local CBS affiliate, Channel 2, already asking whether the Reno air races should continue. The same question was being asked on national news networks. On CNN's website, I read comments from people around the world challenging the whole notion of air races. I didn't know anything that stupid was still happening in the modern world, was one comment from a Canadian man, whereupon somebody else pointed out that Canada has a number of its own air races, so there. Even our own Dean Heller, brand new Republican senator, weighed in last night saying something about how if they can't figure out how to keep spectators safe, we might have to do something. I don't know who he meant by we, but Mr. Heller, this is none of the federal government's business, so butt out. Let me go on the record right here, right now, while emotions are still raw, and defend the Reno air races. Defend the notion of air racing in particular and the notion of risk in general. I don't want to live in a risk-free world, because that's the difference between living and merely existing. I don't want government bureaucrats and insurance company lawyers restricting everything I do or dream about doing, leaving me stuck in a cozy little condo somewhere watching endless episodes of American Idol. Remember the Abby Sunderland story from last year? Abby Sunderland was a 16-year-old girl from California who attempted to sail around the world nonstop. She got in trouble and stopped for repairs. Started out again and then got demasted in the Southern Ocean, where she had to be rescued. I wrote a column about how the episode divided people along political lines. Conservatives and libertarians seemed to think sailing around the world was a noble endeavor, even though she didn't make it, while liberals seemed to think her parents were hardly better than child abusers. The nanny staters want every possible risk removed from our lives to save us from ourselves, and they're willing to sacrifice every ounce of freedom we have left to achieve that goal. They don't seem to realize that when they reach that goal, we won't have anything left worth saving. I'm not a pilot, and I don't even know any pilots, but I love the idea that there are men willing to race fast airplanes around pylons just because they relish the thrill and excitement of flying. Those are my kind of people. The Reno Air Races are a world-class air show, and people come from all over the world to watch the week-long accumulation of bizarre and wild flying machines. The best video of yesterday's accident was shot by an Australian who traveled all the way here just for the Reno Air Races. He deserves special acclamation, by the way, because he was standing directly underneath when Jimmy's plane started down. But his camera state remained amazingly steady except for a second or two of doubt when he thought the plane was going to land on his head. For those 1 or 2 seconds he considered running for his life, then he got back to filming. You gotta love those Australians. Another person who earned my admiration was Mike Houghton, CEO of the Air Races, who stood before the cameras and answered questions like a man yesterday. We can't know the kind of grief he was feeling. He just lost a close friend and seen dozens of people loaded into emergency vehicles. All of this happening at an event he clearly loves and cherishes, but he held the microphone steady and stood up square and answered the questions as best he could, like a grown-up. Hang in there, Mike. There is risk involved in almost everything worthwhile, whether we're talking about flying to the moon, sailing unknown oceans, fighting for justice, or establishing new civilizations. Thank God people have existed throughout history who were willing to take those risks. Sometimes there's even risk involved in attending an air show, and while that seems a little harder to justify, it's the same debate and the answer is the same. Thank God there are people willing to step away from their TVs and go watch the Reno Air Races. It's only the day after the crash, not even 24 hours since it happened, but already the philosophical discussion is occurring, so I don't think it's too soon to put a positive word in from my side of the debate. I hope they study this accident and figure out what caused it so they can prevent similar accidents in the future, and I know they will. I hope they review whether spectators are sitting too close, and I know they'll do that too. Beyond that, I hope the Reno Air Races continue and never stop, because I am firmly on the side of men who fly airplanes around pylons. God bless them.
God bless them. I agree with you totally. Wonderful. I enjoyed that. Speaking of risk.
Yes.
I'm going to end it on this one. The wildest summer vacation story I've ever heard. Chris Gion, a 21-year-old American UCLA student, said that he thought it would be cool to spend his summer joining rebels in Libya.
No way.
Yes, way. Their fight against ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The Los Angeles native bought a one-way ticket to Cairo for $800. Then he hopped on a train to Alexandria, Egypt. Now, after riding a bus to Benghazi, he hitchhiked with rebels to Tripoli. When the Christian Science Monitor Christian Chick came across Gion in Libya, she tweeted it. The American kid at front lines today came to see a real revolution. And he said helping rebels, clearly, he didn't know how or anything about firing a gun. She then tweeted, helping the rebels.
Did he even have a gun?
No, he didn't have a gun. He spoke no Arabic. Arabic?
Arabic.
Arabic. Thank you. No one knows he was there, and he was staying with family fighters. He was from Los Angeles wearing a Lakers jersey. The photo of Gion in vintage Lakers jersey standing in the middle of a group of war-ravaged fighters says it all. Gion told the National that when a rebel handed him an AK-47, he asked, "How do you fire this thing?" Gion told the Christian Science Monitor that he lied to his parents about where he was going. Duh.
Oh, my God.
They wouldn't have let him go.
I'm going to be down at McDonald's. And
yeah. See you after summer. Planned to return to California at the end of September for the first day of school, but his trip might have ended a little bit early. It is September now. Al Jazeera's English, even Hill tweeted, our team in East Libya said rebels fed up with Christian. The U.S. kid who tried to join told him to go. Last seen on a pickup going to Benghazi. What do you think of his vacation trip?
I don't think it makes much sense.
Well, that's kind of risk-taking.
You can't shoot a gun and you don't even have a gun.
That's kind of risk-taking. Yeah. He wanted to be there. He wanted to find out what was going on. That's what you're talking about.
No, it's slightly different.
Take a risk.
It's slightly different.
Take a risk, baby. He's part of that, what do they call, the Generation Me. Have you heard of that? Generation Me now. I mean, there's Generation X, there's the Boomers, and now there's Generation Me. And those are the 20 to 30-something-year-olds. They don't want to work. Their unemployment is about 13%. They want more vacations in Libya. Thank you very much for joining us on Broadview today. We'll be back next week. Thank you, JP. Thank you to all my guests.
Thank you, Jay.
You're listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno, an American broadcasting station.